the Emmanuel AME Church shooting of Black Americans in Charleston and the Tree of Life synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh of Jewish people, those were only designated and charged as hate crimes, not domestic terrorist incidents. Mr. McGarrity, why did the FBI not believe that these incidents were domestic terrorist incidents?
That's not correct. I don't know who told you that we didn't, but we certainly had cases open on them in both those cases. And I wasn't here for the Dylann Roof case, but it's certainly in our own Department of Justice Civil Rights about 3-4 weeks ago. And their testimony actually stated that it was a domestic terrorism event charged through the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice for a hate crime. I was here for the Tree of Life. I will tell you, I remember that day distinctly. It was worked as both a domestic terrorism case and a hate crimes case, and it still worked that way.
And so you are disputing that the AME, you're saying that AME was charged with domestic terrorism, Dylann Roof.
So you're using the word charge. So as I said before, there's no domestic terrorism charge like 18 U.S.C. 2339 A, B, C, D for a foreign terrorist organization. So what we do, both on the international terrorism side with homegrown violent extremists and domestic terrorists, we'll use any tool in the toolkit to arrest them, hopefully left of attack. Should it be after, likely that hate crime statute will come to play through the Civil Rights Division as a charge because it's a good federal charge for us to use
in
domestic terrorism.
But the actual charge, was the actual charge domestic terrorism?
You're not going to find an actual charge of domestic terrorism out there. If you look at Title 18, right, if you're looking for...
Well, it says here that, but at the San Bernardino shooting or the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting, they were designated and charged as domestic terrorist incidents.
They were charged, I'd have to go back and look, they were charged likely with, if there was a connection to a foreign terrorist organization, it would likely fall under 18 U.S.C. 23 A or B.